Charlottesville Police Chief Rochelle Brackney said she didn't have enough officers to protect the downtown area and still ensure the safety of other places where people congregate. That was why, she said, swimming pools, recreation centers, and the farmers market had to be shut down for the entire weekend. Her decision to close many downtown streets and the Market Street parking garage has upset local merchants who are still recovering from a loss of business following last year's summer of hate.
My planning is not geared around incomes and revenues. My planning is geared around the fact that Charlottesville was extremely vulnerable based on the planning last year, and I cannot allow that to happen again this year.
But during the public comment period, several residents, including Tanisha Hudson, expressed dismay.
Here we are about to shut down a whole city, right, and let these people feel like they won. I can't speak for everybody else, but they don't scare me. They don't scare me, because they're not going to come in Tonsler Park where we at. They're not going to come in Hardy Drive.
Chief Brackney did not relent. She criticized police for failing to prevent violence last year and said officers would enforce the law this time around. That worried City Councilman Wes Bellamy, who thought African-American residents might be arrested for shouting at white supremacists or cops. Brackney assured him that NWA, slang for Negroes with Attitude, would be tolerated.
What I've said to them is someone can have an NWA moment, and that's okay. They're protected by their constitutional rights.
Right. I think it's the first time I've heard a chief reference NWA.
The term had to be explained to the city's white fire chief, who stood at Brackney's side, utterly confused by all the fuss. I'm Sandy Houseman.